We're off to Calgary for a chat with another one of AFSC's Women in Ag Award recipients. And today, we're meeting with Dr. Mariana Guerra-Maupomb, who won in the promoter category. That category recognizes people who advocate for enhancing agricultural understanding through education, training, and outreach, and then champion this sector by expanding practical knowledge and skills in key areas by using their own experience to empower Albertans from diverse backgrounds to become informed about the industry. She lives in Calgary, but she works in Okotoks as a beef cattle veterinarian. Her nominators say she has mentored and elevated the ag industry by creating inclusive spaces while advocating for the advancement of women in the veterinarian field. Yeah. Let's go back to when you were a kid. Did you grow up on the farm? How did you become involved in the world of agriculture?
Yeah, I love to tell this story. So I actually didn't grow up at all surrounded by agriculture. I am, the last time I asked, and I've been tracking my family back ever since I got involved with agriculture. So the last thing that I heard is I'm at least five generations away from agriculture. I grew up in Mexico City, and nothing in Mexico City other than the food we eat is close to agriculture.
When did you come to Canada then?
I moved to Canada in 2019, so it's going to be 5 years this June.
Is that when you got into agriculture, or was it before then?
Yeah, it was before then. So I'm a veterinarian, and I graduated from the University in Mexico. So that's where I got my doctorate in veterinary medicine, back in Mexico City. And in 2014, I moved to, that's my first encounter with agriculture. In 2014, I moved to Manhattan, Kansas to pursue a doctorate in cattle immunology. So response to vaccines with bacteria and viral challenges. And so that's when I first started getting involved in agriculture, living in a town that was surrounded people that live in Manhattan are related and work in agriculture. So I stayed there for about 6 years. I'll spare you some of the details, but then I got a job offer up here in Alberta. And so I decided to grab all my stuff and move to Canada in 2019.
Are you mostly focused on like a small animal practice? Do you have your own practice or do you still work with livestock?
100% of my time is devoted to beef cattle. We're a beef consulting company.
You've won the award in the promoter category. So what are you doing that promotes the world of agriculture and women in it?
Ever since I got involved in agriculture, and especially because I didn't have a background, I started this, if you will, journey of trying to understand where our food comes from and what's the gap, kind of acting as a bridge between the city folks and where our food is grown. Specifically, in my case, that would be beef. And so it was through my own journey to try to understand and fill out those gaps that I started advocating for the industry. I started with myself, and then I started bringing people that actually had a background in agriculture but didn't necessarily have a place in the table. So I started connecting those different folks with the source. And so I do it both ways. I connect people with, you know, where our food is raised and grown, and people that buy our food. So I mainly, with the veterinary field being a female-led industry, I collaborate and I mentor a lot of female vets. Students that want to come into a male-dominated world, which is the beef industry is still a male-dominated world. And so I mentor them, I open doors for them, and I just, you know, I'm an open book for whatever they want to learn and whatever they want to be exposed to. And so that's one part of it. And then the other part has been consumers, because I have access to feedlots and the farms, and I organize tours with kids, with adults, with any background, doesn't matter. And lately I've been working with Canada Beef, with bringing chefs and people that sell Canada products to the world and internally. I've done that as well. And so I work with Stampede, with Cattle Trail. So I'm involved at different levels of advocacy for the industry and primarily with girls and female students. I'm involved at the professional level with veterinary students.
Is there any aspect of it that you like more than most or like better than the rest?
I would say definitely working with females has been a huge passion of myself. Facing the challenges understanding where the opportunities and the challenges are in the industry, I am more than happy to mentor. Deeply passionate about mentoring younger females that want to come into agriculture.
Tell me a little bit about the TELUS Agriculture venture that you're involved in.
So I work as a consultant for TELUS. I work as a professional services veterinarian for TELUS Agriculture. And so we provide services to beef feedlots mainly. And so I've been working for them for about 5 years and still amazing company, and I'm happy to work for them. I still see, you know, challenges with not having enough females being hired or positioned in roles of leadership.
I know that over the past few years, at least, I don't know if it's improving or not, but there was a pretty critical shortage of veterinarians in Alberta and Canada in general. Are you seeing more people coming online now? Any change towards the positive for that? Are we overcoming that shortage that we've dealt with?
I don't think we have seen that yet. There's definitely a shortage. I would not say that we are over the challenge. What I can tell you is that there's some efforts from at least the Alberta Veterinary Medical Association that have tried to attract international talent. So in our end, we have hired a lot of veterinarians that come from the U.S. and myself, that I am from Mexico.
What would you say to a young woman or even a little girl who wants to get into the veterinarian field or in agriculture in general? What kind of advice would you have for them?
I would say that there's a need for us in the industry, and that although there's still challenges that females have to face, the society is evolving so that we are more comfortable and we can find our place in the industry much easily than 5, 10 years ago.
Anything that you'd like to add then, Dr. Mapome?
I would just like to thank the organizers for this award and congratulate the other nominees and the other ladies that won the award.
That's Dr. Mariana Guerra Mapome, a beef cattle vet who lives in Calgary but works in Okotoks, and the winner of AFSC's Women in Ag Award this year in the promoter category. I'm Cheryl Brooks, and this is The Rural Connection.